Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and the start of a brand new week. It is Monday. If you're listening to this the day we record it, thank you so much for joining me today. And I hope you had a great weekend. Ironman Texas this past weekend. Saw a couple of really cool pictures, some amazing performances. Congratulations if you did race Ironman Texas this weekend. I hope all your sort of expectations and goals were fulfilled. I had a pretty awesome weekend. Got some training in, a nice run on Saturday, a fabulous ride yesterday. And if you're not a member of the Kona Edge private Facebook group, I popped a couple of photos in there yesterday. I tell you what, I have to pinch myself to realize that I'm just so lucky to live where I live. If you haven't checked those pictures out yet, that's a ride, just so you know, that I was able to do from home. Didn't have to drive anywhere. Literally rode that from home. So go check it out. thekonaedge.com/Facebook. Just truly, truly blessed. Coming up on today's show, we've got another returning guest going to be touching base with Lisbeth Kenyon. To chat a little bit about her run. She is a phenomenal athlete, multiple age group world champion. And I wanted to chat to her about her run today. That's coming up in just a moment as well. Also, we've had some wonderful support so far on our Patreon page. If you love this podcast, or if you've gotten anything out of it, I would really appreciate it if you just open up your heart and send some love our way. We're obviously trying to turn this passion into a thing that pays for itself, so that we're not funding it out of our own pocket here in our little corner of the planet. So I'd really appreciate it if you go check it out. Go to thekonaedge.com/support. That's where you can, and literally every single dollar helps. So if you are able to sort of help us out with $1 a month, or $5 a month, or $10 a month, whatever you can afford, we'd really appreciate it. The good news is we've got our first surprise guest for our patrons lined up. I don't want to give too many details, but I can tell you she is a long distance world champion. She's also a multiple Ironman and 70.3 champion. She's a 70.3 world champion, and not in the age group ranks, in the professional ranks, okay? So that's our first surprise interview coming up. If you want to find out how you can access that patron-only feed, all you have to do is go to thekonaedge.com/support. You're going to be doing those things pretty regularly, so make sure you go check it out. Coming up next, it is our Coach's Corner. Well, the Coach's Corner, what is it? If you're looking for a coach, or if you are a coach, this is for you. So we've got a couple of coaches on our website. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you're looking for help, coaches are more than prepared, more than trained, more than qualified, and more than willing to help you. So go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you're a coach and you'd like to get access to thousands of triathletes around the globe, head to that same page at the bottom. There's a link you can click on and get more info, okay? That's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Can we head back to the United States now to catch up with Lisbeth Kenyon? Lisbeth, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Let's talk about your run. It's probably the hardest of the three disciplines, just because where it is and when it comes in the race. But for you, is it a necessary evil, or don't you mind it that much?
Oh, it is the evil of the evil.
Tell me why.
I've never been a runner. I started running after college. It's just something that I have learned to have to like. I sound negative, but it's, you know, running has always been a little bit difficult for me.
Why is that? I find it interesting that a lot of the top triathletes and age group world champions are really good runners, and they really enjoy it. And I think you're probably the first one I've chatted to that, like you say, I mean, you do it, you have to do it, you have no choice, but it's something that you do struggle with and have to work particularly hard at.
Yeah, it really is. And so for me, it's always been, you know, I got to get away on the bike and just run scared. And I always run scared, and sometimes, you know, that's not good, because it plays with your head and you start making mistakes. And if you're trying to be competitive, and so it's just been an evolving thing for me. It's been working on my self-confidence, And the coach has helped me a lot with that, that self-confidence, you know, calming down and just trusting that you're going to be able to do this.
Talk to me a little bit about that and the belief, because like you say, that running scared is different when you, or it's a different mindset in psychology as opposed to knowing you can chase someone down. Talk to me a little bit about the battle in your mind when you get off the bike.
Yeah, it really is. It's very, very mental game. And it's just sort of a self-confidence thing, and you gain that from your training. So I think that's all about the training is where it happens, where you sort of build that confidence. And in the race, it needs to already be there. Mm. So
some of the things you've done over the years to get better on the run, because your run has. I mean, it's definitely improved. Some of the things you've done to get better?
Yeah, I think that the smartest thing I did, which wasn't easy, my coach made me do this, and I absolutely fought him. But I actually ditched my bike for 4 whole months, didn't bike, and only ran and trained for a Boston Marathon. And I actually improved. Like, I never thought I was going to be able to run a marathon as fast as I did it that day, but it really was because I didn't bike at all. And I think that from that time on, I have come back, and I often do these focus weeks where I only focus on one thing at a time. And I have found that, you know, it's okay to ditch your bike for a while, because that year when I did that marathon that I hadn't biked for 4 years, I came back and I did my best Kona Ironman ever. So, you know, that's sort of like you have to sometimes do these things and see what happens in order to then gain that self-confidence.
That's interesting. And workouts-wise, what do you enjoy doing on the run?
Enjoy. I think, again, this is like a hate-love relationship. I hate doing this workout when I'm doing this workout, but I know it is so beneficial, and I'm going to feel so good afterwards if I make it through, which is a big if. But so it's a track workout, and before the actual workout, I will put on a weighted vest, and I will do walking lunges. And then I will go run 4 times 2,000, and each quarter of each of those 2,000 meters, I will descend my pace. So I'll start maybe at half iron pace, and then the last quarter I will run at a 1 mile race pace. So you're descending it, and it's really difficult because you're actually doing each of these in variable speeds. And so that's just a very difficult, very mental workout for me. And then after that, I will jump rope barefoot just to sort of get that foot strength. So I just absolutely love this particular session afterwards.
I wonder why. No, it sounds hectic, Lisbeth, but yeah, it's obviously working. It sounds painful, but sounds amazing at the same time. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. Look forward to chatting a little bit about your nutrition next time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Kona Edge today. Time to wrap things up with a iTunes review, and we've got a couple of amazing ones in recently. This one coming in from the United States. It's a 5-star review. It says, I am Kona boy, and it says, it's great to hear what other age groupers are doing to race at a high level. Great show, very knowledgeable on Ironmans. I am Kona boy, thank you very much for your 5-star review. If you'd like to leave one, head over to iTunes, just search for the Kona Edge, and then click on review and rating. It takes literally 2 minutes, and if you'd like to win yourself an entry into an Ironman, we're giving away another one of those this year. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win, leave us a review, and head over to that URL and make sure you enter the contest. Okay, that's thekonaedge.com/win.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.